Good morning, good afternoon, evening, whichever time you are listening to this. We like to study and understand the truth as it is in the Word of Yahweh. We have been studying about the counterfeit. We have been studying about what is truth. And this series is Week 2 of Truth Sets You Free. Not lies, not deceptions, only truth will set you free. So, what we are trying to do is be able to expose the counterfeit versus the truth. So we want you to be able to understand both sides, because you will be confused if we just teach you the truth and then you'll be saying, well, listen, brother, there is a rapture. And we show you that the word doesn't even exist in the entire Bible. Then we show you that the scriptures that they used were totally misinterpreted so that they can teach their, you know, propaganda, their authorized sanctioned scholars, propaganda to mislead the people, as usual, because that's what slave master does. He misleads you to believe a lie that you might be damned, because he wants you not to love the truth. We saw through that, then we found out about the diet, and we found out clearly that the diet that he talks about in Timothy, that it says if you pray over the food, there'll be sanctified. And we found out that the Bible did not say that. The Bible said that the word sanctifies it. And so if Yahweh said it's unclean, it's unclean. Old Testament, New Testament does not change. It says I do not change. So, and since he doesn't change, that means he saved people in the Old Testament the same as he did in the New. And grace is not a New Testament doctrine. It's an Old Testament doctrine. Mercy that Yahweh's had on us is Old Testament. Faith, that people being saved by faith, is an Old Testament doctrine. Before, no one is saved by works. Everyone is saved by faith through grace. Old and New Testament. So they had drawn up this elaborate Gentile teaching and then making it authorized and sanctioning people to go to their schools and to read their books and quote one another, so that you will believe a lie that you might be dead. We read very clearly out of Corinthians when Peter saw the sheets come down of unclean animals and said, kill and eat, Peter. And he says, I've never eaten anything that was unclean or that was common. And he says, what Yahweh has cleansed, call that not common or unclean. And so, people have made the interpretation, the tradition of men, that means that now all of swine you can eat all you want. All the lobsters and crabs and oysters and all of those things and catfish that Yahweh has condemned, that you can now eat and enjoy without condemnation. And we found out that those three sheets that was let down, kill and eat, was referencing three human beings, and that had come to Paul, that had come to Peter, and told him to go with him, without questioning anything. And then when he gets to Cornelius, Peter, he says that, you know, I'm not supposed to keep company with anyone that is common, that is not a Jew. But Yahweh has shown me that I should not call any human common or unclean. And so now we can preach the gospel unto you. So that's all that was about. It has nothing to do with eating catfish, lobster, crab, all the delicacies of Babylon. And yes, we are in the heart of Babylon. We are in the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. We are in the belly of the beast. We, our culture, our civilization of the Europeans, the American civilization, is all safe, not biblical, that is for sure. And so we find ourselves in this condition. having people to keep misinterpreting scriptures, and we believe that we are Gentiles when the African diaspora people are the original ancient classical African Hebrew Israelites. When there are no such thing as European Israelites. There might be European Jews, because Judaism, anybody can join Judaism, because it's a religion, just like anybody can become a Catholic, a Protestant, a Methodist, a Pentecostal. They're not born into it. It's not a race. It's a religion. So anybody can become a Jew. So you can convert over to Judaism, but you cannot be born a Hebrew or an Israelite. You have to be born of that lineage. Okay, so we find out that we go to the schools of Master to be authorized sanctioned scholars. And the more we authorize, the more we quote what white propaganda, white supremacy teachings from the KKK people and all those people that enslaved the Native, the Africans, and massacred the Native Americans, the Christian Belt, white supremacy, Nazism, all of those different things are the same teachings. Okay, so if that's what you want to believe, that's what you're being taught. And they have a monopoly on the schools and the education system, such that you can only be authorized by them to learn. So that's why everybody's teaching the same thing. You're saying, well, everybody can't be wrong. No, but everybody's teaching the same thing, which is all wrong. Okay, so you need is one to start it and then the others to follow. And so we were reading in the book. Okay, so now we said that we were going to now understand what justification by faith is. Paul's writing sanctification, what it means to be under the law, what does it mean to have faith, being saved by faith. Old Testament, New Testament believers, all saved the same way, by faith, under grace. And we were warned by Peter that Paul's writings were hard to be understood, and those that wrestle with them and that follow the Bible commentaries of the European pagan Christians will be lost. That they wrestle the scriptures to their own destruction and mislead people. And that's what system we have here set up. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 reads, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace, without spot or wrinkle, without spot and blameless. Also, many people believe that we're going to go to heaven, the third heaven. That's what people believe, that the first heaven, the second heaven, and the third heaven. The first heaven is the clouds. The second heaven is where the planets are and the stars. The third heaven is where we believe, where they teach where Yahweh dwells. And so we are always taught that we will, you know, that he prepares for us a place, and he's coming back for us to take us to this place in the third heaven somewhere. And in this third heaven, you know, all the white angels, white people and white saved folk and all of those things, the white God and the white Jesus, they will all be rejoicing and praising Yahweh, while the black saved people will be in the kitchen making the milk and honey for them to eat and drink. This is what is taught through white supremacy, through their teachers. And so, is that where we're going to dwell in the third heaven? Well, let's read these things and see. And verse 15, an account that, this is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, and account that the long-suffering of Yahweh is salvation. Now, it didn't say that he said that we are going to be dwelling in prosperity gospel and that everything will be prosperous is salvation. No. He says, an account that the long-suffering, okay, that we, as Yeshua long-suffered, so we will have to deal with long-suffering. There is no easy path. Except the path of the lie, the broad gate. And broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. So he didn't tell you how many people went in. He says you're not even going to find it. So the ways that we have found through the church just today, that is the broad way, and it's leading you to destruction. The blind leading the blind, and we all fall into the ditch. They both fall into the ditch. So it says here that the long suffering of our Yahweh is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, hath written to you. Okay? What is he writing to us? Okay? Another question. Okay? Verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things in which are some things hard to be understood. So Paul writes, and his writings are hard to be understood. But the church tells you just join us and follow us, and we will show you the way. Okay? The way to what? The way to nonsense. Also, I wanted us to read verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So what are we looking for? A new heaven and a new earth, where dwells what? Righteousness. Okay. Now, when we talk about new heaven and a new earth, are we talking about the first heaven, second heaven, or the third heaven that we're looking for? We should be, this is talking about looking for a new heaven and a new earth. And this is talking about the earth that we're on, that we're polluting, that we're destroying the ozone, and so forth. Such that we're destroying the clouds, and they're seeding the clouds and controlling weather and biochemical warfare, all type of things that they are doing. Even trying to make people do test tube babies and trying to make a super race. And they're trying to manipulate genes and so forth, and splicing and all of this insanity that they have doing today. Which is what they did in the past. I mean, they had giants, they had different people where the angels mingled with the daughters of men. It says the sons of God, so the daughters of men came into them and so forth. And so we are manipulating genes so that we can have this super race. They've always been looking for this white person with blonde hair and blue eyes, the super white race that they are trying to create. So be careful of their teachings. Okay, so then it makes mention to us that it's hard, the stuff that Paul writes is hard to be understood. In verse 16, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. So people are wrestling or making teachings of the doctrines of Paul, of the New Testament believers versus the Old Testament believers, of people that are under the law. Old Testament people were saved under the law, and the New Testament people were saved and not under the law. All of this grace and faith they're saved by, and we're not saved by works. So all of this garbage, all of this stuff that they have developed from the Roman Catholic Church and Protestant movement and so forth, all of these people, as you go to their seminaries, which is some call sanitariums or sanitas, I'll call them where you die, okay, cemeteries. And that's where you die spiritually, and then you come out teaching their golden calf mentality, making the green, making the money. The biggest business on the planet is preaching and teaching. the lies and propaganda of the people. And it says, "With ye," verse 17, they wrestle the scriptures to their own destruction. "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing that ye know these things beforehand, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." So it says here, makes mention clearly that we will be led astray through the wide gate. Everybody knows that churches have fallen. As the Bible said, Babylon has fallen, Okay? We just don't know how bad the churches have fallen. But they have fallen all the way. Verse 18, "But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Yahweh and Yeshua the Messiah. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." And so, at this point, we're going to take a break so that you can think about what areas that you're being led astray. What areas have you been wrestling the scriptures to your own destruction?
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier, that's medorapurier.organogold.com, or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. And you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Well, thank you for coming back and being part of this study. We have talked about Jeroboam and the counterfeit that he said let out the 10 tribes, the majority of the children of Israel. The 10 tribes of Israel was king. And to cover up what had happened, he told the people to come worship with him. And you don't have to go down to Jerusalem. You don't have to follow what Yahweh has set up, worshiping Yahweh. And you can just come up and worship before my golden calves, when in Dan and Shechem. Bethel, sorry. And he set him up so that the people worship the golden calves. And so that's what we worship today in the church, money. Green. That's what people worship in America. That's what it says on the dollar. In God we trust. The God of what? The God of money. So, our religious system and our church system, all of our systems are set up the same as Jeroboam. And in those kings that ruled in the northern, after Jeroboam, not one of them were ever righteous. Not one of them ever followed Yahweh. You had a few in the southern kingdom that followed Yahweh here and there, but you had none in the northern kingdom where Jeroboam and the golden calf was set up. He was afraid that the people would learn that he was an offshoot and that he that the people would go back and worship in Jerusalem and then learn the truth about who they were and how they were supposed to worship. So to cover that up, he decided that he would set up his own counterfeit holiday or holy days, whatever we want to do, and that's what we have today. These are the things that when our people are conquered and they come in and take over as the people in the African diaspora, they change their name, as we read in the book of Daniel and the three Hebrew worthies. They change their name from Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which is the Babylonian names. And so the same thing with us. We have no longer our African names, our cultural names. We are now just stuck with the names of our master, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Okay? Mary Jane and, you know, whoever, and Dorothy. Okay? So these are where we are. We are still enslaved as a people, still not knowing who we are and what we are to be. We're told that we're Gentiles. No, the Europeans are Gentiles. We are not Gentiles. We are the original people that Yahweh made at the beginning of time in Africa, the original African Hebrew Israelite people. And as time went on, we became the Hebrew Israelite. Dark-skinned people, there is no such thing as a European Israelite or Europe, but there are such things as European Jews, or the Europeans that converted over to Judaism, just like anybody converts over to Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, or Catholicism. Those religions have nothing to do with race. Israelites are a race of people. And these Israelite 10 tribes that were in the north that followed Jeroboam, they set up their own priesthood, and the priesthood and their own religion, a golden calf religion, is what we call today Catholicism, and is her mother, the Bible calls it, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. The Protestants are the daughters of the Catholic Church, so those would be her daughters. See, I didn't write any of this stuff. This stuff is what's written in the scriptures. Now, obviously, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that they're the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. But Martin Luther did tell us, Wycliffe did tell us, Calvin did tell us all of these different things. They told us clearly that the Catholic Church was the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. So this is not my doctrine. This is teachings of white supremacists, because they were fighting amongst themselves in white supremacy. And so KKK, Nazism, all of these things, the Fourth Reich of the Rich, all of them were perpetuating all of this. The Bible Belt perpetuated this through what they called Jim Crow laws and so forth. KKK, they just followed along with it. The SS of the Nazi armies was monks, okay, Catholic, and they gave mass every time Hitler went to war. So all of these things are written so that we can know and see that there's no way that this movement can have anything to do with the Creator. It has nothing to do with Him. It has everything to do with the miseducation of the masses. Okay, so the next thing that we want to have look at is, we read about how you can misinterpret Paul's writings. And so what we want to do is study through Paul's writings to understand what he really is teaching on justification by faith, on grace, on mercy, on faith, being saved by faith, and being under the law and not being under the law. Okay, let's start here with Book of Romans. Let's talk about justification. Are we justified by the Messiah's blood, or by faith, or both? Please explain. We are justified by His blood. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. So, justification, what does that mean? What does that any of that stuff mean? Okay? The blood of the Messiah declares us righteous or justified. So that's all. It's just declaring you righteous. That's all it is. Okay? That's what justification is. Therefore, we are saved from the wrath to come. So if Yahweh is saving us, yes, He's going to, and we are righteous. Righteousness, righteous means right living, living right. That's all it means. It's just right living. Key word, right. Okay? This is true because the life of all flesh is in the blood, or flows through the blood. Okay? When an animal is alive and it has cancer or any disease, then that disease is spread throughout the body by way of the bloodstream. So, if a person eats the animal with the blood, then that person is receiving the disease from eating eating the animal's blood. And that is why we are told not to eat the blood. The Bible makes that clear. The fact is, the blood carries all the impurities of the body through the bloodstream. When you eat it, the animal, you will catch the disease and die early. So Yahweh says he will cut you off from among his people early with disease and from eating the blood. So today we know that in the bloodstream, it takes the food that you eat and it'll come digested, and then it'll take that and it'll make blood with it, and the oxygen and the vitamins and the minerals and anything that you're eating will go through the bloodstream, and the stuff that's good, it'll go and neutralize the body, and the things that are bad is going to what? Poison. Okay, so as it poisons the blood, okay, and now you don't drain the blood from the animal, as the Bible says, then when you eat that animal, then you, if it had cancer, then you get the cancer. And if you get the cancer, then you're going to get cancer at an early age and you're going to die. So that's what it means when he says that you'll be cut off from the congregation of Israel. No question about it. You eat it, you'll be cut off. Yeah, you'll be died early. All right, I'm going to let you think about that. And we're going to take a break at this time for our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier, that's medorapurier.organogold.com, or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. You just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next time, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for returning and being part of this study. We have just read about justification through his blood, that we're saved through his blood. And when we drink or eat the blood of animals, the pure blood of Yeshua is cleansing us and purging us and purging our system. The blood of animals, when we eat it, and if we eat it, it flows, the blood that flows through their bloodstream and through every organ and piece of meat. And some people say they want, you know, medium rare. They want it with the blood flowing out and all that stuff. And then you're wondering why you're coming down with cancer and why we have the highest rates of cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all the rest of the other stuff. It's crystal clear why. Okay? Because the Bible said that that's what would happen. And you're saying, all right, my brother, where does it say that? Well, let's read in Leviticus chapter 17, verses 10 through 14. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourn among you. So notice, he didn't just say the people who just the Israelites. He says those who dwell among you. So these are all of these Europeans who are dwelling amongst the African diasporite people. For the Israelites. That eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. So there it is. He's going to send you disease. That is as simple as that. That's how he's cutting you off, because he knows that the life is in the blood. Okay? And the life of the animal and the destruction of the animal, all of that is in the blood. Notice verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement or to make oneness of your soul. So that we can become one. So he's taken away the what? The blood. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you that eat blood. Neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. So if you're going to say that you're following now the Bible and you're following our teachings, he said you can't eat the blood. But what does the church say? The church says you can eat the blood, you can have it running out, you can do all of whatever they want you to do. Okay? And they said that you can do that simply due to the fact that they are the voice of God. And as you can see, they are violating the laws that Yahweh set. And so when you die from this stuff, make sure that you cut your life short. It's okay if that's what you want to do. But he says, now, if you come in and say that now you want to be part of my church, then it tells you that you can't do this. Okay? Lead on. Therefore, I say, verse 12, wherefore I say unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl, that they that may be eaten. That means he's telling you, okay, already we're separating the clean from the unclean out. That may be that you catch or hunt. That may be. That means only the clean animals, not the unclean. He shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it up with dust. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it, for the life thereof. Therefore, I say unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. That means you shall come down with the diseases, the curses. So don't tell me I'm a New Testament believer, so I'm not going to come down with the curses. Yes, you are. Oh, you're going to be cut off. Yes, you're going to be cut off. It said it. Okay? You can believe all of this European white supremacy garbage if you want. But that's all it is. It's garbage. If it doesn't line up with the word of Yahweh. You can believe Master if you want. The Messiah received the wrath of Yahweh for us and paid the penalty for us, breaking the law of Yahweh. The penalty for breaking the law is death. And he died in our stead, or in our place. So the blood, that's why we are saved by his blood, by his life, that he lived for us. Okay? Okay. How are we brought back or reconciled to Yahweh? And what does that mean? Reconciled, being brought back. That's what it means. We are reconciled. Romans chapter 5 verse 10 says, for if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to Elohim by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Amen now. So he says that we're brought back to Yahweh by the death of his son through his blood. That we're justified. And we're saved by his life. The blood of his life. His life. His life of living a perfect life and living righteous. That's how we're saved. Once Adam sinned, he transgressed the law of Yahweh. He transferred our allegiance from Elohim to Satan. Therefore, he made us all enemies of Yahweh. Once his enemy, Yahweh had to figure out a way to bring us back to himself, Yahweh. For we were the children of Lucifer. We were enemies to Yahweh because we now had Lucifer as our spiritual father. And no longer was Yahweh our spiritual father anymore. Adam made a huge mistake for the human race. Adam's seeds and descendants must suffer under the law of our new spiritual father called Satan. And you'll be saying, where are you getting that from, brother? Since when are we, you know, my God, my father is God. Okay, let's read this, okay? John chapter 8. verse 44 and 45. Ye are of your father the devil. This is Yeshua talking now. And the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. There it is again. That's why we are seeking for what? Truth. Because truth will set you free. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. So, what did it say? So we are born enemies of Yahweh. But we can become born again. And to be born again, you got to die first, so you can be born again. So we can get another spiritual father, even Yahweh. But to do this, we must get rid of Satan, our spiritual father, first, who we are married to. The only way we can divorce Satan as our husband is by dying to him or ourself, or self, our enemy, the old man. So we are our greatest enemy, not Lucifer, not the devil, not the angels, we, not the white man, not the red man, not anybody else, but we. You are your own greatest enemy. Because Adam and Eve sinned and yielded over their rule of king and queenship over to Lucifer, so he became the prince of the power of the air. He became our spiritual father. It says, I was born in shaping in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive. So if you were born again, you wouldn't have to be born again. So you need to be born again because you are not born of Yahweh, born of Lucifer. Well, I'm going to let that sink into your mind. And we're going to take another break from our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. is an all points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You scared a failure. You scared somebody gonna tell you no. You scared that it won't work. Now my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Well, we thank you for being part. I'm listening so far of our study, and truth sets you free. Free in many ways. Free from the power of sin, free from deception, free from miseducation. Only the truth will set you free. As we see here, that when Adam and Eve sinned, before Adam and Eve sinned, we were children of Yahweh, as the Bible says, that we reflected the image of Yahweh. Now, once we sinned or gave over to Lucifer, okay, then our spiritual condition changed from our nature of obedience to Yahweh to disobedience to Yahweh. No longer were we had the spirit of life, which was in Yeshua the Messiah. We were given that in the beginning, but we now had a new spirit take over. When Adam and Eve sinned, they transformed this individual, us, and all of their descendants that came from them. That's why they said that we was created in the image of Yahweh, Adam and Eve was. But when Adam had a son, Seth, the Bible says that he is in the likeness of Adam, no longer in the likeness of Yahweh. Check it out. You'll see the difference. Okay? And because we are now in the image of Adam and Eve, they had fallen. So when we had this Holy Spirit, now we received the spirit of Lucifer. Before, we didn't have holy flesh, but now, we didn't have sinful flesh before we fallen condition. Now we have sinful flesh. Also, our will is developed and being held captive to the will of Satan. We also have, we no longer had the mind of Yahweh. We now had the mind of Lucifer. And that's what makes up the old man. Sinful flesh. The mind of Lucifer, which is enmity with Elohim, cannot follow Elohim, cannot obey his laws, cannot do anything. That's the mind. And we have the spirit of Lucifer, the spirit of this world, the spirit of disobedience. So we find ourselves have been transformed from the image of Yahweh to the image of Lucifer. Because we are married to Lucifer. We have become one with Lucifer. When before we were married to Yahweh and we were one with Yahweh. And so when you're married to somebody, you know, you have, the women are supposed to obey the men. And they're supposed to be the covering, and so you're supposed to be under the law of your husband until your husband dies. And once your husband dies, then you are no longer under his law. But he has to be dead. And that's what it talks about. That's what we're about to read in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. And it's very important that we understand these applications to the spiritual world, as Yahweh revealed to them in the physical world. Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Know ye not, brethren, what don't we know? Don't you know? That's what he's saying. Know ye not. Don't you know? For I speak to them that know the law. Now, if you don't know the law, if you don't know the Old Testament law, if you don't know Yahweh's laws, then he's not talking to you because you can't understand it. So this is another place where if you don't understand Yahweh laws, the Old Testament, then you will never understand what he's saying here in Romans, book of Romans, period. How that the law have dominion over a man as long as he lives. As long as we're in this world, gravity laws are controlling us. The law of the sun rising from the east and setting at rest control us. The law of photosynthesis from the sun hitting the green plants, the leaves, and converting them to and having the trees breathe out oxygen, give off oxygen. And them taking in carbon dioxide. These are laws that Yahweh has laid down to keep us alive. Okay? So it says how that the law have dominion over man as long as... So all these laws, and unless we eat and drink water, we're going to die. Unless we breathe in oxygen, we're going to die. So these are laws that Yahweh has put in place. And it says that these laws have dominion, rule over us as long as we live. Now once we are dead, we don't have to eat anything, but we won't. We do not have to worry about breathing it out, carbon dioxide and breathing in oxygen, because we don't need to, because we won't. But as long as you live, the laws of Yahweh will rule over you. And it's good for you to know his laws so that you can live in harmony with them. That's the key. That's the point. We're supposed to be learning his laws so that we can live in harmony with Yahweh. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is freed from that law. So that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. So this here is talking specifically about how we are married to our husband, Lucifer. And this Lucifer guy has got to die so that we can be married to Yeshua and be born again. We can see here that we can die to self or to the old man so that we can be married to another, even Yahweh. Yahweh cannot commit adultery with us if we are married to Satan, or married to self, or married to our ego, or married to the old man of sin, which is all of that. That's what the old man of sin, that's what we are. Just as Adam voluntarily to disobey Yahweh, we can volunteer to obey and accept Yahweh in our lives. And that is how we are born again. We then become dead to the law of sin. See, there it is. We are dead to the law. What law? The law of sin. Because of the body of the Messiah died in our place. It didn't say here that you're dead to the law of what? Of Yahweh. It said the law of sin. There's lots of different laws, you know. But we already read about the law of what? The law of husband and wife. We already know about the law of gravity. We already know about the law of clean and unclean animals. So there's a bunch of laws that is going on here. Okay? All right. Okay, let's start this again. When we are dead with the Messiah, then we can be raised in newness of life. Is that right? We then become dead to the law of sin because of the body of the Messiah died in our place. Now let's go to Romans chapter 7, verses 4 through 6. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of the Messiah. All right now. See, now this is, you see this law. So he says that we become dead to the law of what? The marriage law. Mm-hmm. You become dead by the body of Yeshua, for him dying in our place, that ye should be married to another, even unto him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto Elohim. So he says that, hey, we can die to self. We can die to our ego. We can die to the old man of sin. Okay? Such that we can now be raised in newness of life. 4, verse 5. Romans 7 again. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law. Which law? The law of sin. When we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Because this is called the law of sin and death. So the law that leads you, that keeps you sinning, that will lead you to death. But now we are delivered from the law. What law? The law of sin, not the Ten Commandments. The law of sin that we've been talking about here. Okay? The war, we just read in verse 5, it says, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law. So that's what it's talking about, the law of sin. And that's why I said, that's verse 5, verse 6 says, but now we are delivered from the law. Which law? The law of sin. That being dead, wherein we were held in death. We were held in captivity to sin. That's what it told us earlier. The motions of sin dwelt in our members. We were held captive by the law of Lucifer because we was married to Lucifer. And so because we were married to him, then we had to follow out his laws as his marriage agreement says. Okay? Verse 6 again. But now we are delivered from the law of sin, that being dead, wherein we were held. Dead to what? Dead to Yeshua. Because we can't be married to both. So we were dead to one person, we were dead to Yeshua, and we couldn't be married to him, and we was alive to Lucifer. and we was under his law, which is the law of sin. That we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So he's letting us know that, listen, he says, now that you're delivered from the law of sin and your master, Lucifer, now you can no longer have the motions of sin rule your life. But now you can walk in the newness of the spirit. Well, so that means you got a new spirit that's been born again. So you didn't have the spirit before, because it can't be a new spirit. So you no longer have the spirit of Lucifer, the spirit of this world, the spirit of disobedience. And now you have the spirit, new spirit of Yahweh. And we don't live in the oldness of the letter. The letter of what? In the letter of sin. I mean, that's all we did. In the old ways of living. When we are dead with the Messiah, then we can be raised in newness of life. The life of the Messiah. Right. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua the Messiah. Walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So it says what? For the spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah have made me free from the law of sin and death. Read it for yourself. Romans chapter 8. Check it out. First few verses. We can then be married to another, even the Messiah. So we can bring forth fruit unto the Messiah, fruit of righteousness, or right doing found in the law of Yahweh. So now we are free from the law of sin and death. We are free from the law of our old slave master. We are free from our husband, ours, Lucifer. Then that makes us delivered from the law of sin and death. So we are no longer under the law of sin and death. But what law is the real question? The law that we were held captive to is the law of sin and death, which brings with it death. But now, being freed from the law of sin and death, we are free to serve Yahweh in the new spirit of Yahweh. Check it out. In newness, in the newness of spirit. That's how we can serve him. That's what it says. That we should serve him. Verse 6, chapter 7. This allows us to be brought back or reconciled. Being brought back to God. That means we were alienated from God. That we were his enemies in our mind. And now we're being brought back to God. That's what reconciliation means. Being brought back to Yahweh by his son. Dying for us. Then we should live in the life of the Messiah, because we are saved or delivered from the law of sin, which is in our members. Now, and I know this is a lot for you to take in, but we're going to let you, you know, get a chance to think about that and help you understand. And next week, we're going to come back to page 3 of this write-up on the study of Romans, of what we're studying about justification, sanctification, what law, how we've fallen into sin, and all of those different type of things, and how we're reconciled through the atonement of Yeshua the Messiah. So, stay tuned for next week. We pray that you might be able to hear and understand the words of God. Now, remember, all of this stuff you get off our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. No spaces. All right. Yahweh, please bless us, keep us. Put these in the hearts of my people, of your people, and have them to study and understand your will. Help us grow in grace in the knowledge of Yeshua the Messiah. And let it be not my words, but your words be said. Amen. Amen.